Yeah, we're all here except for TJ.
TJ coming?
And Chris.
No,
here. Chris is here.
He's buzzed out.
Master of disappearance.
All right, yeah. Setting a public hearing. All right, call the meeting to order. Approve the minutes of the June 12th. Regular meeting and special joint meeting and June 20th meeting. Move it.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 Resolution 96, setting a public hearing on Local Law 2 of Local 17, a local law amended county charter and amending the administrative code for the county of Ulster to clarify budget modification after adoption be held Tuesday, August 8th. Move it. Second. Yep.
Everything is in order with the referendum?
I do not know. Dave said he was going to get back to me. He never got back to me. Is it? What's the final?
Yes, it's revised.
It's revised?
Yes.
What, that in there?
Yes.
Any other language change?
No.
Any other? Tracy?
So, I've been struggling with this. I've been going back and forth just trying to make sense of it in terms of best practices and, again, not in relation to the current administration or any perceived abuse of a situation that exists. Because I don't think that's happening. But I always think about things in terms of across administrations and worst case scenarios. I'm personally still struggling with it because I can hear both sides of the argument. I spoke to Bert today, and I can understand how having this exist gives flexibility to the director of finance in moments of emergency. I can also understand that these can be big budget line items, and that maybe in a different situation that might be too much flexibility. So I'm inclined to move it for a public hearing and continue to have discussions on it. That's kind of where I'm at the moment. I'm not sure when the vote comes on the resolution where I'm going to be. I need to ask more questions and search my soul a little bit more on this.
That's
a good point.
I know. I was going to see if council has anything to say on the changes that were made, but I know he's in a meeting right now.
Our council?
Uh-huh.
You want to hold him until he gets out?
I would like to hear what he has to say.
Can we hold it until later in the meeting?
Okay. And he just holds right. On.
So we just take it off the table?
Well, no, we're just going to put it on hold until we...
Is that like an official Robert's Rules?
Robert Rules says that we have
a discussion. Until the end of the meeting.
We're just going to put it on hold and move on.
I am moving forward.
I think I have to withdraw the motion. Chris withdraws the motion.
No, we're not taking an action until later in the meeting.
But it's on
then,
the table.
Then you table it, yeah. And that's the purpose of tabling, is to basically postpone for something during the course of a meeting that you intend on addressing later on in that meeting.
All right, so move to table.
I'll second
move
that.
Move to table until later in this meeting.
Okay, move.
Aye.
Second. Aye. 284, approving the contract of aggregate amendment to the Nexus of 50 by County Net Smart Technologies.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. In favor say aye.
Aye.
285, approving the contract Nexus of 50 by County Hewitt Packer Enterprise Information Services. Move.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
286, approving the contract in excess of 50 entered by County Near Industries for the Disabled Inc. Department of Public Works.
Second.
Move. Who moved it?
Mr. Maloney.
I'm sorry. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 Resolution 288, approving the execution of a contract causing the aggregate amendment to be in excess of 50 entered by the County Colossus Incorporated DBA Interact Public Safety System, Ulster County Sheriff.
Move.
Second.
Can I ask a question on this? Is this, so the 2011, was that the original contract date? And is this, do we just keep renewing because it's a sole proprietor, or is there a reason we don't want to bid on it if it's been in?
This is, um,
This is a preferred source vendor. Mm-hmm. This is through either workers or workers with disabilities.
No, this is
next one.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm doing the
best.
Yeah, no, that one.
Did you want to address that one or not?
Sorry. Rich, I'd have to see.
Wrong one, sorry.
County Attorney's Office can look what the original contract is. I don't have the original. I don't know. Marie, do you know?
I don't have the original. The amendment says it was a 2010 contract.
The amendment?
The amendment is current.
It's the mobile software.
But the original contract
is 2010. So I'm thinking they developed the software.
Yeah.
Carl?
Yeah, their software client licenses, so...
Yeah,
we're only spending an additional $26,000. If you go out to bid, you're going to have to buy a whole new product. It's probably going to cost about $100,000 or $200,000.
It's the company's software that it's the mobile software.
We just
software,
keep
renewing the license.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, maybe we should go down there and take a look at exactly what it does and see if it does what it's supposed to do. And if not, then maybe we should look at other items. But at this point, with the resolution on the table. Mm-hmm. It's only $25,000.
$26,000.
88?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The amendment. It's
26. All right. What's everybody's flavor regarding this?
Aye.
Move, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Nope. 289. Approving the contract in excess of 50 in Tubby County, Kingston Works Employer Health Division, Division of Health. Alliance.
Second.
Discussion?
No county money.
Roll call in favor say aye.
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 Resolution 290, approving the execution of the contract amendment in excess of 50, entered by the county, PFK, O'Connor and Davies, LLP, legislature.
Moved.
Second. Discussion? If not, roll call. This is the second year, third year of this? Second year. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed. Against? Opposed? Okay. Got that. 291, approving the execution of contract excess of 50 entered by the County Family of Woodstock Department of Social Services.
So moved.
Second. Discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
292, approving the execution of contract excess of 50 entered by the County Family of Woodstock.
Moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 293, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 entered by the County Family of Woodstock Youth Bureau.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
296, approving the Ulster County budget to accept funding from New York State Office of Mental Health for home-based crisis intervention services, Department of Mental Health.
Moved.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call.
Is this part of the mobile mental health?
No, actually, this is an enhancement to that. I believe this is a partnership we have with Astor Children and Family Services. We identified some additional state monies. We applied for it, and it allows them to do some additional home-based crisis services. It's a nice addition to the package.
So there's like a caseworker that comes to the house?
In a crisis situation.
Okay. All right, all in favor? Say aye. Hey, Nick, there was one under resolutions. That we held up, waiting for you to get here. Resolution 96.
Yes.
They wanted to know. Well, first of all, let's move it. And second,
I'll move it.
Second. They wanted to know if the wording. It was the wording in the resolution was all approved and with the rewriting of the resolution.
Yeah, my understanding, right, at the last, if this was the language that was circulated at the last committee, then I believe Chris Rigucci and I looked at it and it was acceptable. It was, but I'd like to just make sure it's the same language we looked at last time. I assume it is.
Who wrote the referendum language? Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. I believe it was Vicky.
Vicky? Hmm?
No.
Who was it?
Vicky. Yeah, this was written at the last committee meeting. It was disseminated, and I mean, Chris and I think it captures the intent of what's being offered. So I don't have a problem with the wording of it.
Okay. Take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody against?
Yeah. Which one is this?
96.
Campaign finance?
No.
Budget modification.
Budget.
Oh, I'm against that. So you still in a
public hearing?
Yeah.
I'm scheduling a public hearing.
Still
in
96.
On
a public hearing? Chris, on a public hearing?
No, I'm not.
Okay, he's a no.
We got it.
Okay, moving on.
297, authorizing chairman of all sustained legislature to execute a contract in the interstate of health to continue with children with special health care.
I'll move.
Move, second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
298, approving the Ulster County Office of Children and Family Services 2017 resource allocation plan.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
This is the done file.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 299, setting a public hearing on Local Law 6 of 2017. A local law repealing the wireless communication surcharges authorized by Article 6 of the County Law of State of New York and imposing the wireless communication surcharge pursuant to authority of the tax law to be held on August 8th, Tuesday, 6:10. Move.
Move.
Second.
Discussion, Tracy.
So I appreciate the backup, particularly the letter from the Department of Taxation and Finance. What is the financial impact, though?
There's no additional.
I know, but what is the financial impact?
There is additional revenues because we will receive more surcharge from wireless.
From the prepaid.
Prepaid phones, right.
But still, there is a financial impact associated with this. How much money do we get from these surcharges?
I can look in budget and get you a number. I have.
Okay. Do you have any ballpark?
It's significant.
I'm going to say.
Did you say significant or insignificant?
I'm going to say probably upwards of $600,000.
Okay.
Significant.
Yeah. I'd have to grab the budget. I remember. I just don't know what that number
is. As you can imagine, Tracy, a lot of people are getting rid of their landlines.
Around six. Yeah.
Oh, I can. I just. I also. I feel that this should reflect.
I don't know how many have prepaid cell phones.
So we should be saying.
No. That's what we're receiving now.
Yeah, I feel like we should reflect. Financial impact because there is. If this were to fail. There would be a financial impact.
Yep. Absolutely.
Right?
So
it should say whatever it is, anticipated revenue.
Okay. I just don't know what the additional money would be.
So. Even if you just go.
I can get that for
plus
you.
Plus anticipated.
Yeah. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 300, authorizing chairman of all county legislature to execute agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services, Rape Crisis Services, Department of Probation. Move. Aye.
You moved it. Second.
Okay. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice, Project Give, District Attorney, Sheriff, and the Probation Department. Moved.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Can someone explain what this program is to me? I mean, I see that it's an initiative breaking down the odds, but
it used to be called the Definite Operation Impact, if you remember, and they just changed the name to GIVE.
And it's now, this is GIVE 4 that we're up to, and to be very blunt, the committee, my question was merely that the breakdown is, I realize the grant is actually administered by the DA, but if the project is to go and deal with gun violence, you're dedicating $77,000 to the DA's office, approximately $33,000 to the Sheriff's Department, and I think an additional 22
to the sheriff.
Oh, 22 to the sheriff, 33
to probation.
Yeah. So, it was just more about like, okay, we're trying to reduce gun violence, and most of the money is going to the DA's office.
That seems like a disconnect. Why is that?
Just the way the program was.
I mean, do we have to do that kind of breakdown? Did you talk about that in committee?
My understanding, we did, because I believe the DA's office is the one that is the recipient and sort of is the one that controls
the money's passed through from the DA to the other department.
So does that mean the DA sets the percentages, or do we set the percentages?
I think it's sort of from the DA or even from New York State criminal justice, per se.
Is there any way, Rich, we can confirm that?
Get more info.
Get some more info on this one, just in terms of that breakdown that Hector's talking about.
Like where it was initiated from, or who initiated.
Where it is initiated from? Who it's initiated from, and how the breakdown has to, and maybe more importantly, how each of these three utilize the money, because that then would answer whether the breakdown was appropriate
as I recollect with the DA's office, I believe that's actually funding a position, like a position,
part of
half a position, or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's more about the allocation is more about, for example, in probation, I believe it's actually helping to fund a position. You know what I mean? So I think in each of these instances, it's about dedication. It's about dedication.
I'm just going to call me if she needs me.
It's a good point, because when you talk about violence intervention, the DA is kind of after the violence.
I can get more information for you.
All right. We'll move it, and we'll get information next week.
We did.
I don't want to speak.
All right, we moved it, seconded it. Want to take a vote?
Yeah.
Vote, and we'll have information next week, Tracy.
When we wait for the vote till we have the information.
I'm asking, what do you want to do?
I mean, what's the difference if it's 1 week?
Okay.
I'm sure it's going to pass, but I feel like
it shouldn't be hard to get quickly.
Yeah.
Mayor Beth withdraw.
I'm not opposed to this resolution.
I understand.
I mean, the only thing about this resolution different than the last contract was the name. Why?
I think she's questioning how it's broken down.
I'm questioning the breakdown, which is off of a comment that actually happened. And even though sometimes doing things the same way is not necessarily best, but it may be perfect. I have no idea. I just would like to understand.
Mayor Beth, will you kindly
withdraw the second?
All right.
Withdrawn
until next week. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
305, establish a capital project 505 for replacement of Walden Bridge over Salt Kill Creek. Capital project public works.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 307, establish project 506, Lucas Turnpike Shoulder. Move second.
No, the
shoulder. A second? Who's second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. In favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 309, establishing capital project number 507, forcing in pavement overlay in the town of Newport. Move.
Move it.
Second.
We need more information on this.
Second. She moved it. I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 311, establishing capital project 508. Move.
Move.
Second.
Second.
Zero.
Resolution 313.
I didn't mean like that.
We didn't vote.
We got to vote on it, sir.
Hold on.
No, order's breaking down, Mr. Chairman. Order's breaking down over here.
Woman's out of control.
Wow.
All in favor say aye on 311.
Aye.
Anybody against? If not, Resolution 313. Confirming the appointment of Brian Cunningham as acting commissioner of the Department of Public Works.
Move.
Understanding. Hold on. My understanding is this. Has been with Brian Cunningham has been unacting commissioner, and that there is another person that is in the place of Mr. Cunningham.
You want me to speak?
That's my understanding. V, you want to say
the
something?
The county executive this afternoon withdrew the appointment of Brian Cunningham and instead has appointed, once again, he's stolen one of my best stars in my office. He has appointed Eric Stock as the acting commissioner. Effective today.
And that's as the acting commissioner,
yes.
Not as the commissioner?
Not as the commissioner.
What, can this go back to committee? I mean, shouldn't the committee have a discussion about this since we're hearing about it, but we're not the committee of origin that would normally
right, we can't change this in this committee. It would have to go by a sponsor, has to change the name or go to the floor in order to change it.
Well, we have one more week, so I'm saying, I feel like this should go through
okay,
the
let's
appropriate
put on,
committee
let's
of
let's
origin.
Let's hold it over for another week. And then we'll act on it next week.
And then someone should be reaching out, though, to Dean and that
works,
committee.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's really the committee that should have a discussion and understand if this just happened today, they haven't had the opportunity to even discuss it.
If I may.
Yes. Sure.
There's more to it.
No,
that's okay. You know,
I have
prepared an opinion. I spoke to Legislative Council last week, not about the individual, but about the charter. And the language in the charter. And we had a discussion while I was driving up to the Adirondacks. And then Monday when I came back, we had another discussion about it. I didn't concur with the fact that the legislature was attempting to confirm this appointment.
Because it's acting?
No, because the statute, the charter itself, 26E of the charter, specifically says that if it is an absence or an inability to act, then the legislature gets to confirm. There is no reference in there to a vacancy, and what we have is a vacancy. Typically, an absence would be somebody gets called to military duty or somewhere they can't act. An inability to act could be someone is medically, you know, disabled or has some disability and they can't act. So that, to me, looking at that and looking at the plain language of the statute, the absence of that word is critical. I've written an opinion. I told Nick yesterday, I guess I have to write an opinion. I wrote it. It's in the hands of the clerk of the legislature, and she will distribute it to all of you. But I feel that there is no authority there without that language in there.
Can I ask a question?
Ken had it.
Yeah, no, please ask your question.
So you, but that is specific to the acting portion of it, because we approved Sue Plonsky's appointment.
That's the permanent. That's the
right. So it is what you're talking about
is the acting.
Is specific to acting.
And there's another section of the charter that, it's my opinion, addresses temporary or interim appointments, which get made because the county has to run, somebody leaves, okay, or something happens.
I definitely feel
what section
we should.
Is that?
That's 26E.
They're both 26E.
26E. The commissioners is C64V, and 26E is the section that gives the county executive the authority to appoint someone to act, someone interim.
Because it's not in front of me, is there a is acting defined by, can someone be an acting commissioner for 7 years?
No, because once there's a vacancy, you've got to look at another section of the charter. You've got to look at, I think it's 25A. It comes under the powers and duties of the legislature. Once a vacancy occurs, and that's what we have, he then has either 120 or 180 days, and this was all changed during the last revision, to name someone and have the legislature confirm it. The confirmation process, or the timing in the confirmation process, was also changed at that time to give the legislature more time to act, because initially in the original charter, the time was so constrained, it was 40, he had 45 days, okay, or something like that. That it was, and I think at the time we had been through the process of attempting to appoint a commissioner of public health. You know, there was outreach and there was a search, somebody who had the qualifications. So that was the thinking behind that when the revisions were made, was not, but to give the legislature more time, because there were a lot of complaints from the legislature. We don't have enough time. We have to review this.
How many days are we at in the absence right now?
May 31st.
I definitely think this should be referred to committee, even if they need to have a special meeting. I mean, we're hearing that there's an opinion from B. I just feel that this shouldn't be at this kind of table last minute.
Can anyone say something?
Yeah, thanks, Richard. Just to some of the points I think Tracy was making, I'm also looking at the opinion here and been reviewing it for the last few minutes.
And I apologize.
No, it's not.
I had a family emergency.
Yeah, she had a family
today.
Emergency.
My mother's,
yeah, it's not.
I got to go back to the emergency room when we get done here.
And we do have a Ways and Means Committee meeting next week. I think that it might be prudent to hold off on this until next week, but I do want to have a little bit of discussion on it now. You know, it does talk about absence or inability to serve, but it also talks, that section of charter also talks about there being no designated deputy. The specific section of the charter that we're referencing here and is referenced in B's opinion begins with the statement, the designated deputy commissioner of public works shall be the acting commissioner of public works in the event of an absence and inability to perform, blah, 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 blah. If the absence and inability of commissioner of public works shall extend for more than 30 days, or in the event that there is no designated deputy, an acting commissioner of public works shall be appointed by the county executive subject to the legislature's confirmation for a period not to exceed a whole, and then it goes on to the 180 days. We have two separate appointment letters now, one dated November.
That's the one, when Susie
that's
was,
old
that's
the
old
one.
One.
Okay. So we have two appointment letters designating, one appointing appointing Mr. Cunningham as the acting commissioner of public works, and now one appointing Mr. Stock as acting commissioner of public works. Actually, the first one was acting commissioner. This one is temporarily on an interim basis as acting commissioner. But it still says acting commissioner. Why do we need to have an appointment letter for an acting commissioner if there's a designated deputy? If the argument is that there is a designated deputy, and that's why the other half of that section of charter doesn't apply, why do we need to have an appointment letter of an acting commissioner?
Because you have a vacancy, and you don't have an... Because if you have to look at the statute in total, you have a vacancy. You don't have the power now because there's no absence. And there's no inability to act, okay? You have vacancy, so you've got to look to the other section of the charter. And if you read my opinion, you'll see the courts construe statutes on the plain language in the statute. If you may all recall, we had litigation regarding the redistricting. John Parity and Tom Cajun brought an action against the county legislature and the commission at the time
because they believed that the commission had the power to redistrict and not the legislature. My argument in front of Judge O'Connor was that it's not in the charter. It's the legislator's appointment by law. Under state law, it's their appointment. If you read her opinion, and she talks about that, and she also talks about another issue at the end of it regarding the timing of when we had the election, you'll see that she, as well as I, am quoting case law that says that you need the language in the statute. It has to be clear. It has to be clear and unequivocal, and it's not in there. It does not say vacancy. So my argument to you is that it doesn't matter whether or not there's a designated deputy or not, because there's a flaw here. And even if there was one, you still would have this problem. You would still have this problem because there's a vacancy. Susie retired.
Hector?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Now, to be quite blunt about it, I'm fairly agnostic on the subject, other than the fact that I know that the chairman has been on top of this in the beginning, but I did have counsel, the minority counsel, do an opinion on the matter, and I want to make sure I just hand it out to everybody. It does seem to concur with legislative counsel, and I think they're being passed around, but if you want, I'll give you an extra one. My suggestion would be that the three councils at least get together to go discuss this. I know there may have been some issues, I guess, in terms of being able to get together. I know there are things happening, but at a certain point, we need to resolve this.
I got one already.
You have one already? All right, great.
We will resolve it, yeah, question.
There's plenty of ways we can resolve it.
All right,
so we're going to put it on hold till next week. Ways and Means, we'll ask Public Works to evaluate it. In the meantime, if the three councils would get together, a little powwow. All right?
Got it.
All right, so I'm going to make a motion to hold till next week.
Make a motion.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 Resolution 314, authorize the Commissioner of Finance to accept bids for parcel of county and property for private sale and authorize the Chairman of Wilson County Legislature to convey such parcel to private
property.
We're
going to get
Second.
Any?
Yes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opinion.
It's going to be forwarded to everybody.
Very
Can you get it up?
Yeah, just
today.
90. 315, authorize the conveyance of county and property to original owner, Department of Finance. Move.
I'll move it.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any new business?
I got 315.
Did I do it?
No, I did 315.
I did 350.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we just did.
No, we did 350. I know I did.
Okay.
Any old business? I got a couple things. If nobody else has a couple things. Amber gave us all today a memo regarding the SUNY Ulster tuition breakdown.
Yes.
All right. Dr. Roberts said that 95% of the students would not personally pay for the tuition increase, and that student aid would cover the cost for these students. From this discussion that we have today from the Ulster Community College from the year 2015-16, has a breakdown of how payments are dispersed, or how they're paid. Student payments are 38%, student loans are 12%, federal aid 19%, state aid 26%, scholarship 2%, and third party and waivers 3% for a total of 100%. Gracie.
Yeah, I was trying to, thank you, Amber, for getting that, but I was trying to understand how those numbers work in relation to what Dr. Roberts said. Is it that that a small percentage in terms of the tuition increase is covered by the state aids and all those other numbers? Or, you know, because that's really just a straight breakdown of where the finances are coming from, right? So some student might be paying 100% and some student might be paying 75% and getting 20% from state aid and 3% scholarship and 2% something else that's covering the increase, which is even less than 2%, I acknowledge, but it's just confusing to me.
I think what Dr. Roberts was saying was that when you look at the actual student body and their source of the compensation they receive to attend the college, whether through Pell, TAP, when you kind of look at that in general, most of the students, or 95% of the students, that $75 increase would be paid through other benefits they received attend the college.
I think maybe Amber, you could ask, just out of curiosity, what percentage of the students receive no financial aid at all?
A handful.
But I mean,
small. I think that's what he's getting at. Yeah.
It was hard to see that, though,
that's
in the breakdown
not in those numbers
he gave
us. It's a
I understand what Tracy's saying, because I looked at it, too, and I was like, I'm not really
There's
sure.
There's a million ways you can move
right,
it, right?
Right, so. Yeah. So I think that's just what we're looking for, like maybe one more drill down.
Yep, but that's what the outcome is. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Any other questions? If not, there was a compensation report that was given to the clerk of the legislative body from the compensation committee. They want to get a copy of that?
Yes, it was sent to us.
Okay, so everybody has a copy. We're going to have a month to evaluate it. Next month, we'll talk about it and come up with a resolve of some way, if anything at all, regarding what we're going to do as a legislative body. Is that all right with everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can I get a hard copy of that number?
All right.
Let's kill a tree.
Anything else? If not, Carl?
Well, I want to move on to the personnel report.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, sorry about that. If you go on there, everybody should have a new hire report, budget amendment report, and a personnel report was sent to everybody. Carl, your question?
Well, I should know this. I know Amy McCracken is retiring.
She has retired.
She has retired. So now we have who moved up to the deputy?
We hired a new deputy commissioner.
Deputy commissioner, right. Who is that?
Her name is Tara McDonald.
Karen McDonald?
Tara. She was at the committee meeting.
Yes, I don't remember her name. Tara. Okay.
She was formerly with the State Office of Mental Health. She lives here in Kingston, and she's going to be working from home.
That's all I wanted to know?
Yeah, it was terrific. You met her when you were up there at the community meeting.
Yes.
She was the one sitting right to my left.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, a motion to adjourn, please.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Hold it down.